This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico's president is taking note of the media coverage of those four Americans kidnapped in Mexico. Two of them are back in the U.S. now, but two died. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the people responsible for the shootings would be punished, but he's upset about how the tragedy has been reported in the U.S. López Obrador has complained about the U.S. media's coverage of the missing Americans, accusing the reporting of sensationalism. He says that when Mexicans are killed, the media go quiet like mummies. Obrador adds, "We really regret that this happens in our country, and that the U.S. government has every right to be upset by the violence." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Today, Memphis plans to release about 20 hours of video and audio related to the fatal arrest of Tyre Nichols. It will add to the already public footage from police body cameras and a surveillance camera. The U.S. is responding after China's warning of conflict and confrontation if Washington fails to change course in relations with Beijing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says nothing about the U.S. approach to China suggests Washington wants trouble with Beijing.
In fact, everything that we're doing is in keeping with the president's guidance that we aim to compete. And we aim to win that competition with China, but we absolutely want to keep it at that level.
The Biden administration is ready to relax COVID-19 testing restrictions for travelers from China as soon as Friday. That's according to two people familiar with the decision. More strikes planned today in France, where President Macron wants to raise the retirement age to 64 from 62. More than a million demonstrators marched yesterday across France. This is AP News. Now to that story about an unruly airline passenger. The AP's Mike Hempen.
A passenger who helped restrain a threatening man on a flight from Los Angeles to Boston over the weekend says it was a case of teamwork. Samik Gukeshan says he was seated several rows behind the man, who prosecutors say tried to open the plane's emergency door before trying to stab a flight attendant with a broken metal spoon. Gukeshan says he heard the man getting louder and louder before he started yelling and screaming and threatening to kill people. Federal authorities have identified him as Francisco Torres. Gukeshan says he was among five or six passengers who piled onto Torres and removed the spoon from his grasp. Torres was arrested. He has been charged with interference and attempted interference with flight crew members and attendants using a dangerous weapon. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.